Okay, then our next talk is by Fraser. Over to you.
Okay, thank you. So I'm going to talk about user namespaces and delegation of control of C groups in container orchestration systems. So, yeah, containers and container standards. This is the containers dev room, I think. Hopefully most people should have some idea. Talk about Kubernetes and OpenShift, user namespaces and C groups, and then a demo of a systemd-based workload on Kubernetes, and more specifically, OpenShift. So a container is a process isolation and confinement abstraction. Most commonly, it uses operating system level virtualization, where the processes running in the container are using the same kernel as the host system. Examples of this include FreeBSD jails and Solaris zones, as well as Linux containers. And the container image is not a container. The container image just defines the file system contents for a container and some metadata suggesting what process should be run, what user ID it should run underneath, and so on. On Linux, containers use a combination of the following technologies, so namespaces, process ID namespaces, mount namespaces, network namespaces, etc., to restrict what the process running in the container can see. The container may have restricted capabilities or a seccomp profile that limits which system calls or operating system features it can use. There may be SE Linux or AppArmor confinement, and it can use C groups for resource limits. Not necessarily all of these are used at the same time. It depends on the implementation. The Open Container Initiative defines standards around containers in the free software ecosystem, and its runtime specification in particular defines a low-level runtime interface for containers that is not just for Linux containers, but it defines the runtime semantics for Linux, Solaris containers, Windows containers, virtual machines. And so there are a bunch of implementations of the runtime spec, including RunC, the reference implementation, CRun, and Kata containers, which is a virtual machine-based container runtime. The OCI runtime spec has a JSON configuration, and there's a link to an example. It defines, or lets you define the mounts, what process to be executed, its environment, lifecycle hooks, so extra code to run when the container is created, destroyed, started, stopped, and the Linux-specific capabilities that can be controlled via the OCI runtime spec include the capabilities, that's the kernel feature capabilities, namespaces, the C group, the system controls that should be set for that container, the seccomp profile, and so on. This is what an example runtime specification looks like. So it has a process structure, which includes a field for the user ID and the group ID. It has this Linux structure, which defines the Linux-specific attributes for this container. And one of those attributes is the namespaces list, which defines a list of the different namespaces that should be used or should be newly created for that container. So Kubernetes is a container orchestration platform, has a declarative configuration system, and it integrates with many different cloud providers. Anyone not know what Kubernetes is in the room? Okay. So the terminology in Kubernetes, the container is an isolated or confined process or process tree. A pod is one or more related containers that together constitute an application of some sort. So it might be an HTTP server and a database to encapsulate the entire web application. A namespace in Kubernetes terminology is not a namespace in Linux kernel terminology. Namespace is just a object scope and authorization scope for a bunch of objects in the Kubernetes data store. So if you have a particular team or project in your organization, you might deploy all of the Kubernetes applications in a single namespace. And a node is a machine in the cluster where pods are executed. There are different kinds of nodes. There are control plane nodes. There are worker nodes where the actual business applications run. Kubelet is the agent that executes pods on nodes. So there's a scheduling system. The scheduler will, when a pod is created, decide what node that pod should run on. And Kubelet is the agent on the node that takes the pod specification and turns it into a container running on that node. The Kubernetes terminology uses the term sandbox. That's an isolation or confinement mechanism. And there's one sandbox per pod. So there could be multiple containers running in the sandbox. And the container runtime interface defines how Kubelet actually starts and stops the containers or the sandboxes. So Cryo is one implementation of the container runtime interface. That's what's used in OpenShift. There's also Containerd,